Number 7. Mr. Pointer would like a word with you. A.
She pointed that out.
B.
I'll be right there.
C.
Yes, that's correct.
Number 8.
Which person should I speak with regarding returns?
A. Sure, you can return that. B. How about a refund? C. Ms. Jordan handles them. Number 9.
Shouldn't someone coordinate with headquarters?
A.
I believe that's Diana's job.
B.
It's located in London.
C.
I don't recall the coordinates.
Number 10.
We ought to hire an expert to assist us.
A.
That's my assistant over there.
B.
Do you have someone in mind?
C.
This isn't my area of expertise.
Number 11. I booked a sedan at a local agency for us. A.
The library is right down the street.
B.
No, I'm not from around here.
C.
Oh, I was expecting to take taxis.
Number 12.
Are you still on the lookout for a new salesperson?
A.
The position was filled on Monday.
B.
He's working out very well.
C.
I can't remember what she looks like.
Number 13. I'd prefer driving a car to take public transportation now. A.
My vehicle is parked right in front.
B.
Sure, we can take the bus then.
C.
The subway station is a short walk from here.
Number 14.
Somebody needs to sign for this package.
A. Sorry, but I didn't see the signs. B. I can do that for you. C. A package from China. Number 15. When is the orientation session supposed to finish? A.
In room 298, I think.
B.
Last Tuesday.
C.
Sometime before lunch.
Number 16.
May I inquire as to the price of this item?
A.
No, I didn't ask about it.
B.
Look at the price tag.
C.
That cashier is available.
Number 17.
How many people registered for the seminar?
A.
57 last count.
B.
All day long this Saturday.
C.
Until the last day of April.
Number 18. Is that the key to the storage room or the garage? A.
That's where you can find Ned.
B.
I don't need anything from them.
C.
Neither, it's for the basement.
Number 19.
There's a malfunction on the assembly line.
A.
Send a repair crew there at once.
B.
I'm glad it got fixed in time.
C.
Great news. Thanks for telling me.
Number 20.
Ms. Smith realizes the project is over budget, doesn't she?
A. The budget is $500,000. B. I didn't make any projections. C. She indicated she's aware of that. Number 21.
Have you considered revising the blueprints?
A.
What would you like to change?
B.
We aren't planning to revisit that place.
C.
Sure, I can print some more copies.
Number 22. There's an empty office space you may be interested in. A.
My office is on the third floor.
B.
I'm available all afternoon.
C.
She's no longer interested.
Number 23.
Can you tell Ms. Cummings I'm waiting for her?
A. I didn't tell her that. B. Around 15 minutes, I think. C. Of course, I'll let her know. Number 24.
How about if we buy a cake at the bakery?
A.
Sure, cupcakes are delicious.
B.
I'd rather bake one at home.
C.
Right across from the gas station.
Number 25.
What's the topic of Mr. Kennedy's address to us?
A.
Let me check the handout I got.
B.
He lives at 280 Stratton Road.
C.
Probably an hour or so.
Number 26. There are hardly any seats left here. A.
Don't turn left, go to the right.
B.
Yes, this chair is a bit hard.
C.
We'd better hurry and sit down then.
Number 27.
We can hold this event this Saturday or sometime next month.
A.
Yes, I agree with your opinion.
B.
Okay, Friday is fine with me.
C.
Let's go with the latter option.
Number 28. Where did Ms. Carter say she'd be waiting for us? A.
She's arriving by train.
B.
No later than 2:30.
C.
Downstairs in the lobby.
Number 29.
Has Mr. Dresden's performance improved this quarter?
A. He's become one of our top salesmen. B. He's performing at the theater tonight. C. Sorry, I don't have any change for you. Number 30.
How did you like the sales report I submitted?
A.
Yes, I saw the email you sent.
B.
I haven't gotten to read it yet.
C.
Sales are up at most branches.
Number 31. I'd like to open a savings account here. A.
Please fill out this form.
B.
You need your bank book then.
C.
Here's the money you requested.